The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of Superprime.
London's superprime real estate market is flourishing, driven by an international clientele and soaring prices. Despite concerns over Russian sanctions, luxury property sales have surged, particularly from buyers in the US, Saudi Arabia, UAE and China, who accounted for 60% of transactions, totaling £780 million in 2023. Interest is also growing from India, Israel and Nigeria. Cash purchases are on the rise, reflecting a shift away from traditional mortgages due to global economic factors. While stamp duty and potential political changes may impact prices, demand remains robust, with London viewed as a stable investment amidst global uncertainties. As supply diminishes, prices are expected to climb, signalling continued strength in the superprime market. London Mayor Sadiq Khan is urging the UK government to take decisive action against properties owned by individuals associated with Vladimir Putin's regime. In a letter to Housing Secretary Michael Gove, Khan proposes selling off assets belonging to Putin's cronies and using the proceeds to benefit those in need, including building over 4,000 low-cost homes in London. Khan's call follows the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, highlighting the urgency of addressing properties linked to Russian corruption or Kremlin ties. City Hall's analysis suggests that selling the £1.1 billion worth of property identified as Kremlin-linked could fund thousands of affordable homes, potentially accommodating Ukrainian refugees fleeing Putin's aggression. While the government has sanctioned over 1,700 individuals and entities, Khan remains concerned about financial trusts that could obscure property ownership. The government asserts its commitment to cleaning up the property market, including increasing transparency around property-owning trusts. However, Khan also expresses alarm over the closure of the Ukraine Family Scheme, stressing the importance of supporting Ukrainians seeking refuge in the UK amid ongoing conflict. As discussions continue, Khan emphasizes the need for swift action to address property ownership linked to Putin's regime and to provide support for those affected by the crisis in Ukraine. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has surged by nearly 5,000%, making it one of the most lucrative investments. However, London's property market has also demonstrated its worth, boasting a yield of over 44%, according to a recent analysis by British estate agency Foxtons. In comparison with various investment options, London's residential property market stands out, with only two assets outperforming it in terms of return on investment. After Bitcoin, with its staggering 4,963% increase, the next best return was gold, with a 66.8% return. In contrast, silver saw a more modest 22.9% rise, while the FTSE 100 index yielded just 15.7%. The energy sector, however, faced declines, with WTI crude oil, Brent crude oil and natural gas experiencing negative returns. Foxton CEO Guy Gittins notes the evolving investment landscape, with traditional assets facing volatility while emerging markets like cryptocurrency boom. Meanwhile, London's property prices have surged, with the average home value rising from £352,028 in 2013 to £508,037 in 2023, emphasising the enduring appeal of bricks and mortar in the capital. The UK government is pushing forward with new legislation that will require owners of short-term rental properties in England, including those listed on platforms like Airbnb, to obtain planning permission. This move aims to address concerns over the proliferation of such properties, particularly in English seaside resort towns, where they have been seen to impact local housing availability and the competitive landscape for hotels and B&Bs. Under the proposed changes, owners will need planning permission for future short-term lets, with a mandatory national register of such properties also being introduced. However, owners can continue to let out their main or sole home for up to 90 nights a year without planning permission. A new planning use class will be established for short-term lets not used as a main home, simplifying the regulatory process. The government's focus is on striking a balance between supporting the tourist economy and ensuring housing availability for local communities. Michael Gove, Secretary of State for Levelling Up Housing and Communities, emphasises the importance of these changes in giving communities more control over their housing situation. Tourism Minister Julia Lopez underscores the need to ensure both local residents and the visitor economy can thrive. Airbnb, a prominent platform for short-term rentals, welcomes the introduction of a register, believing it will provide clarity for hosts and assist local authorities in managing housing impacts. The government stresses the long-term housing plan, aiming to deliver suitable housing while empowering communities to decide what is best for their area. Overall, these measures aim to strike a balance between supporting tourism and ensuring housing needs are met for local residents. A Tory MP asserts that the UK's housing crisis is exacerbated by post-Brexit migration, with tenants now spending 40% of their disposable income on rent. Neil O'Brien, formerly the Levelling Up Minister, conducted an analysis revealing Britain's low home ownership rates and higher rents compared to the Eurozone. In London, where 67% of private renters are foreign-born, the housing stock has grown by 10.7% since 2011, while migration accounts for 16.6% of the population increase, intensifying housing pressures. O'Brien emphasises migrants are not solely responsible, but have worsened the crisis, straining government solutions. He notes that a significant proportion of migrants receive more from the state than they pay in taxes, with only 15% arriving for work, according to HM Revenue and Customs data. This reality, he hopes, will enrich discussions on migration and its broader economic impacts.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the super prime property market.